This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, so this came down that the Red Wings have recalled goaltender Ville Husso from the Grand Rapids Griffins. So I brought this up last week, mentioning that, you know, Husso is going to do some rehab work with Grand Rapids, and how is this going to affect things if the Wings make the playoffs? Does this give them, you know, something to use in the playoffs if he's ready to go? And then I read over the weekend that he skated in a warm-up for a game for Grand Rapids and ended up not even playing. Like, he talked over with some people in the trainers and decided not to play, which was strange. And Sebastian Cosa went in and played and played well, but
he's been playing great.
He has been. And I think they lost 2-0 in that game, but you know, Cosa's been playing very well lately. So I find it interesting that Husso has now been recalled without playing at Grand Rapids. And I'm not sure what that means for the roster.
I think what it means is he's on the roster, so in case they do actually get to the playoffs, he'd maybe be eligible to play if they would need him in an emergency situation. Because, granted, look, Lyon's been their best goalie. You know, Reimer played, has been okay. Husso's been a major disappointment. Husso's only playing if there's an injury in the playoffs or two.
Yeah, so I don't know what this means for the roster for tonight's game. I imagine he's not the backup for tonight. But does that mean somebody else has to go down or make room for him on the roster? We'll wait and see if there's corresponding moves to this. But I just find it interesting that he's brought up, he's been recalled, and yet he didn't make a rehab start. He was supposed to, but he was hurt. Or wait, he wasn't. I guess hurt may be the wrong way to word it, but he wasn't healthy enough to go.
No.
So they took him out during the warm-ups. Strange. Strange. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same order to text. Got some more ticket texts that are coming in here. Some of the favorite highlights people have that they just can't stop watching. Matthew Stafford's fake spike for the win over the Cowboys. 100% will watch every time. Great play.
It was a great play.
And then reached the ball over for the touchdown.
It was not the most exciting play in the world, but, you know, wouldn't be on my list to rewatch, but it was a good play.
Got another champ vote for Vern Lundquist. Thank you for the years of spectacular calls. The chump, Lalone, for his complete lack of leadership and his ridiculous statements. Ryan in Arizona. The comment that he made last week that really kind of soured people.
I get that, but why do we... Sometimes I think we're so hypocritical. You know, we want guys to talk, and I thought he was pretty honest about his team, and we rip him for it. But, you know, I've tried to learn not to take too much from what guys say in press conferences to the media, because a lot of times they're just saying stuff to say stuff, and what they say that really matters is happens between closed doors.
Yeah,
behind closed doors.
I appreciate his honesty, and there have been times when you were doing the morning show when you guys would talk to him, and yes, and he made some statements. I was like, wow, I can't believe he said that.
Yeah,
and
like, yet, I mean, you go,
I would agree with it.
Right, you go back. You
saying
know,
that we were an overachieving team, and you know, we look right now, and this is a couple months ago, and he's talking about Alex Lyon and saying, you know, he doesn't have a track record where we can rely on, and so we know what we're going to get. Right now, yeah, it's kind of uncertain.
I mean, I remember I went to one game where they played well, won, but I came away saying, and I asked him about it the next time we had him on, that the Red Wings just seem to be an easy team to play against because there's no, you know, gritty type of
right.
guy, you know, or not enough of them. And he agreed with that.
Yeah,
which I thought was amazing.
It's interesting, yeah, to say that, because is that an indictment on Steve Yzerman, who puts the team together? But I don't know if it's an indictment. It's an observation.
Yes.
And so however you want to take it, you could take it as an indictment, or you could just take it as simply that, an observation. But I understand why people have lost faith. I mean, you have a 6-game win streak and then lose 8 out of the next 9 games, including 7 in a row. People are going to be up in arms about that. And when this team is now, I think they're 6-15 in their last 21 games, that's difficult to swallow when you had an 8-point lead at one point in this wild card chase. And now you're hoping to win out the last 2 games, and you desperately need to have Washington lose one of their final games in order to make the playoffs. For me, Gator, it's still almost 20 years later. I love to watch and hear the call of Magaluf's home run in 2006. It's Derek and Brighton. The one highlight I'll never get sick of is the Tayshaun Prince making the amazing block to seal the deal. That's in Zach. J-Mo's touchdown run in the NFC Championship is like no other. Noah and Brighton. That was a pretty cool one. I will agree with that. Watching Jamison Williams scamper down. And I mean, just he was breaking through the tackle as they're hanging onto his jersey.
Yeah.
Just like, please God, stop running. And he's like, no, I got this. I'm breaking through.
So the highlight itself is not crazy, crazy spectacular. It's a great highlight, don't get me wrong. But it's the fact that they're in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And the magnitude of the moment. Because I don't get up and cheer. Like, I can watch a game and not even make an emotion. I got off my couch and screamed something, and probably something to swear word, but it was, I think,
it was it was the opening drive,
yeah,
too.
It was crazy.
And saying, all right, we are here.
We belong.
We deserve to
yeah.
be here.
Yeah.
For me, the more exciting, well, I guess it wasn't more exciting because of the stakes there, but the better play, it was the touchdown he had against
Tampa,
the Chargers. Going, and I think it was the end of the first half of that game, cranking down the left
yeah.
side, and then has this great block. There was a great block involved too. I just loved it. Will is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Will.
So I wanted to call in about my most watched highlight. RIG, rest in glory, Sean Taylor. When he did that Pro Bowl hit, that I never stopped watching that. That is a crazy highlight.
Was it the punter from the Buffalo Bills in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, so the punter fakes the punt and then tries to run. He almost gets a nice block and then almost gets the first down, and all of a sudden, and then Sean Taylor just comes out of nowhere like a torpedo, just boom, and then just kills him. So yeah,
nice, nice. And I think I may have misspoken. I think it actually was the block by Jamison Williams,
yes,
on the long run from Montgomery, I think.
Yes, it was Montgomery.
And he sped ahead of him and got the block that really sprung him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love that play. But loved his touchdown against San Francisco for sure. Terry is in Westland. Terry, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Terry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Okay, my favorite one, I was there in person for this one, and I'm a lot older than you guys. This goes way back to the 60s. I'm at Tiger Stadium for a doubleheader against the Yankees, and Denny McClain on the mound, Mickey Mantle in his last at-bat, and everybody in the stands knew what was coming next. And it was that wink, wink. Maybe you don't remember it because it was in.
Well, no,
really,
but I mean,
yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen it. Did they show it in the highlight form?
Well, they did in those days, like on the 11 o'clock news, and that was it.
All
but
right.
I'm still seeing it. It was cool.
All right, thanks. yeah, was it the teeing it up for Mickey Lolich, or not Mickey Lolich, for Mickey Mantle in his last home run?
Yeah.
Against the Tigers? Was it Denny McClain that threw it?
Right down the middle. Told
yep.
him where it was going
to
be.
All right, well, there you have that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.